Tuesday, April 30th. I want to talk about Jamal Murray tonight. In 2020, which I guess was the bubble playoffs, he had a run, and there was this, like, now, famous, lack of a better word, duel between him and Donovan Mitchell. And I just remember one of my best friends and I having this, like, sort of joke, like, because Murray was very young in his career, never really had these playoff moments before, and we were like, Jamal Murray is the best fucking player in the league. And that joke still comes up once in a while when he does Jamal Murray type things. So fast forward to this year, or even last year, but right now we're talking about what's happened in the last five games. In game two, as I believe I said on this podcast afterwards, in the aftermath, I said when 13 seconds left and Denver had the ball, I said, "Up, oh, Jamal Murray, game winner, here it comes." And that's exactly what happened. Same thing last night with him with the ball in his hands in the fourth quarter, and then at the end of the game, you just don't feel good if you're going up against him. And it led me to think about his placement among the NBA point guards currently, because he does not come with fanfare of many of the other great point guards in this league, and there are a bunch. He is not mentioned for all NBA, often gets hurt, doesn't have enough games to qualify, but he is not a lock to be an all-star. Not sure if he ever was an all-star, maybe once. He just is not usually mentioned in, hey, who's your top five point guards? Murray's name is not on anyone's list. So I started thinking about it a little deeper. And this does sound extreme, and that's why I'm talking about it and fleshing it out right here. I think that I would take Jamal Murray over any point guard in the league. How about that? Let me let you sit on that for 10 seconds. I then started looking at, hey, who are the egregious ones that I'm speaking above right now with this nonsense? Well, actually, first, let me tell you about why I would even dare to say that before comparing him to others. Let's just talk about his case. And it is simply a feeling that I have when watching him play in big spots. And that is a feeling of overwhelming confidence that he's going to do the right thing, whatever needs to be done in that given moment, and will usually come through. And like when you talk about point guard play and what it means, you can't really want much more than that feeling. There might be guys who are more spectacular or more highlights or even a better pure talent. But when it comes down to it in a big spot, who do I want running my team with the ball in his hands? I think it's Jamal fucking Murray. So let's throw out some other names. Kyrie Irving, certainly more talented than Jamal Murray, but on the tail end of his career, so hard to really compare, but gimme Murray without a doubt. Jalen Brunson. Now, this is an interesting comparison considering what Brunson has done this year. Second team All NBA, most likely, possibly top five in MVP voting. Just a complete revelation. No one saw this coming. It's impossible not to love Jalen Brunson, but I'll take Murray. I'm not going to count the James Harden or Luka or LeBron, got bigger guys with balls in their hand all the time. Haha. De'Aaron Fox, good player, no contest. Give me Murray. Halliburton. If you asked me in week five of this season, in the natural inclination to be prisoner of the moment, I probably would have said Halliburton. Right now, I'll take Murray, no doubt. Trae Young, get out of here. Damian Lillard, I mean, if I want, 40 points and a half, sure. If I want someone who's going to run my team and try to win a championship, Jamal Murray, without question. Ja Morant, I mean, I don't know how anyone could say him over Murray right now. And then we get to the two really, really hard conversations. And that's Shea and Steph. So, is SGA a better basketball player than Jamal Murray? You know, better, best is so hard to define. Probably because he like has a legitimate case at MVP of the fucking league, led the youngest team in the league to one seed in the tough West. He's phenomenal and just an incredible talent, can pretty much get anywhere on the floor whenever you want. Whenever he wants, he is outstanding. I love the few chances that I get to watch him play. But has he done it on a big stage yet when it mattered most? He has not. He has not been tested yet at that level. So while I would not argue with you if you want SGA right now over Jamal, I still would lean Jamal. That's how highly I think of this guy. And then Steph. You know, this is just impossible to really debate because of the age and what does it mean? Where are they at in their career? But like right now, if you put Steph Curry on the Nuggets instead of Jamal Murray, do you feel as good about them? Yep, probably. It's just different and it's hard. It's blasphemous to say anything, you know, negative about Steph, and I don't plan to. And I don't know that I would, when it comes down to it, if I would say Jamal Murray over Steph, but like, for the purpose of this case and this podcast, yeah, kind of. Murray is just like pretty much exactly what I want out of my point guard in today's NBA. Deal with it.